Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What a play by the bigs for the Celts. Holiday for three.
Love that. Defense turns to transition to a transition three.
Derek White out to Holiday for three. Bullseye! A backbreaker.
Holiday, king of the corner, his first 3 points tonight.
Everyone had their hand in this game tonight.
Kill shot.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on a hot Boston Tuesday afternoon, about a half hour away from our weekly chat with Red Sox manager Alex Cora. No, it's not Wednesday. No, it's not 2:30. It is Tuesday at 5:30 because he's on the West Coast.
Don't you mean our pussyfooting through talking points?
Pillow fight, according to the text line.
Slap and tickle. You guys are in the back pocket of the Red Sox. God damn it.
To be fair, I did just spend a portion of the break posing a way to pussyfoot into a question whether he has final say on the roster and lineup every night.
I know pussyfooting.
Yeah. So, if you stick around about 27 more minutes, you may hear me ask Alex Cora. Alex, when Mike Vrabel arrived, we wondered who had the final say on the roster with the Patriots, and that's a common question for coaches and GMs in football. Have you ever been asked directly, do you have final say on the nightly lineup?
Oh, what a way to couch it.
Isn't that a good way to pussyfoot into it? Mm-hmm. Alex, yeah. If you're listening, if you don't like that, feel free to text me and I won't ask it. But
call him
around.
Skipper, too. He loves that.
Nope, we won't be doing that. I'll leave that to Christian Arkand. He did that the very first time we did an interview with
him. What was his response?
He laughed it off.
I don't like it.
he laughed it off. You'll be surprised he handled it well.
Mm-hmm.
But I just couldn't believe it because it was widely known. I mean, I'm the freaking fill-in guy, weekend guy, whatever, mm-hmm. I knew the one of the things you don't call Alex Cora Skip. Christian Arkin's like, hey, Skip, how are you? Welcome to WEEI Afternoons. I was like, oh, my God, we're dead. No, he handled it well. He
Good
laughed it
him.
Off, moved on. He made a joke of it, I think, at the end.
And then he turned into, so how do you feel about banging on trash cans?
Arkin was just like right out the gates. We're going to get these out of the way, Alex, if that's okay. We'll move on from here. We'll all laugh about this. Will we be laughing about the trade of Jrue Holiday? Is this another Brad Stevens coup to send Jrue Holiday back from where he came for Anfernee Simons, a young player with 20-point potential and upside?
Quick question. Do you take the New Bedford-Fairhaven swing bridge?
I do sometimes.
Okay, it's stuck due to heat.
Oh, so it happens all the time. You know what also sticks due to heat?
What's that?
The Paydnarrum Bridge in Dartmouth.
Really?
Just opens, you're sitting there waiting for it, and you're like, this is a long time. And then they start to like tell you, you should probably turn around
and
go the other way.
It expands and basically just like...
Yeah, they can't close it. Oh, both those bridges are old as crap. Both are like
in the planning stages of replacement with the Army Corps of Engineers and the federal government.
That's it.
Yep. Oh, was that too much grab? Too much grab ass?
No, that was too much watching TV in the middle of the segment.
I can't even see a TV.
But it's relevant to his commute home / certain people that listen to this fine radio program. Side note, by the way, Army Corps.
Army Corps of Engineers
have said, I think for about 50 years, the Sagamore and the Boring Bridge are like well past due.
Those, I'd much rather take the roads of St. Lucia than those things.
I speed up every time I get on them.
Scary as F.
Yes. Anyway, until Brad Stevens has his first categorical swing and a miss, or just plain whiff.
Swing and a pop-up.
Until such time, I am on Team Brad. As much as I appreciate Drew Holiday.
In Brad, you trust.
In Brad, I trust indeed. I believe his record is almost peerless at this point. The selection of the coach to replace him, wish he could have kept it in his pants. Missoula does have a title, so obviously that guy knew what he was doing as well. The Derek White trade, the draft, they've done a great job. He really has. So if it turns out that the Sanford Simons doesn't get them but 50 cents on the dollar in a trade, is not an integral part of the offense in this transitional year that I'm looking forward to on the Celtics or what have you, then yeah, I'm absolutely team in Brad, I trust.
It seems funny that we are, and I agree with you. I said it earlier, I do it with media members, you do it with anybody in your life. Like, you trust them until they give you reason not to trust them. And
correct.
Brad Stevens has not given us that reason.
Nope.
And it's funny that we got there for a guy, most people thought he was going to be in the job for a year, 2 years. Ah, he's going to Duke. Coach K is going to retire. He's going to Duke. He's going back to college basketball. Yeah. He's never been a front office guy.
He found his calling.
He's really, and I don't know, maybe he'll get burnt out at this and then go back to college coaching or whatever. But for the here and now, he's been as good as Bill Belichick, the guy that, you know, created the Bill We Trust phrase early in the 2000s. Now, it fell apart for him. The bottom fell out for Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how long
Girl in the red pants.
The girl in the red pants was at the bottom somewhere there.
And the greatest football player of all time left.
Yeah, there was a lot that went there. But he started sucking as a GM long before that. There were a lot of swings and misses that Brad Stevens doesn't have.
Thanks, Dominique Easley.
Now, I will say, Brad Stevens only has to make basically like one pick a year and then a trade or whatever. Like Belichick, if you make 5-6 picks every year, a couple free agent signings, there's more opportunities with roster screw-ups. But so that is the benefit of the doubt that I'm giving Brad Stevens.
Sure.
You liked Derek White, good. You liked Drew Holiday, good. You liked Porzingis.
Well, Porzingis helped me. Oh, actually, we're leaving a huge element out. You moved on from Marcus Smart at the right time.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people would have done that. I actually think he was late to that party. I think a lot of people around here wanted to move on from Marcus Smart sooner because of the leadership evolution, the J team and what they were turning into, and the, you know, him thinking he was really part of a big three that he wasn't really a part of at that point and all of that. So I think he actually took a little longer to move on from Marcus Smart and liked him more than maybe some of us did.
So what do we think the Celtics will do ultimately now? So you acquire two extra second round picks.
Who cares?
Wait, hold on. I'm not done.
That was like my own sound drop. Who cares?
So you're talking and doing your own drops now?
Yeah, I figured. Some hosts really do that. You know, they run their own board.
Mm, I know.
I could not possibly. I feel like Dan Ball's about to tell me he did that in the Capital Region.
Oh, wow. You can read my mind at this point. Thank you.
My butt got numb in a weird way.
Well, that's fresh from today's program.
Yep.
Anyway, nobody cares if I did that or not before. What I want to know is tomorrow night, they have 28 and 32, right? So, do we expect to trade before tomorrow night? And B, what do they do with the picks they have and or any more they may acquire before the draft tomorrow night?
So, the most important part of that question is trades before then.
Yeah.
Yes. It just seems like everybody with knowledge is pointing towards Kristaps Porzingis is going to be traded between now and the draft in the next 24 hours.
Could be the Suns, could be the Spurs.
Lakers.
Could be the Warriors.
Don't get the Spurs. I know they're looking for a big man to pair.
Because the Wemby Porzingis, for all 13 games that it would be out there, would be spectacular.
Yeah. They're like, Wemby's coming off his, is he healthy?
The clotting issue, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We've learned that that could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Christian Barmore just came back,
just
left.
Giant person syndrome.
David Andrews dealt with it. You know, guys have dealt with it. That's just weird to me. To me, Porzingis is a luxury item for a good team, not a complimentary item for a building Spurs team that thinks they might be something special.
Are you still grateful, though, that they moved on from Smart and acquired Porzingis in the process, given what he contributed to the championship team?
He helped you win
a title. It's disappointing that he wasn't healthier during what will likely be his 2 years here. That said, you can't deny he had a great effect on the fan base, the team, and ultimately the
title.
And
he gave us the greatest moment of this postseason with the blood in the locker room and coming back and shooting the free throws.
When you saw that, didn't you think, oh, wow, they're putting up a fight against Orlando, who's really kind of taken the physicality to them. I think they can make the championship again.
Yeah, and then I thought that all along.
They crapped down their legs against
the
Knicks.
And then they nixed it.
I see what you did there.
See what I did there? Yeah. But my question is more so just basketball-wise, how does Anthony Simons fit in on the Celtics? Like, what is, and we talked to Brian Ferzocco, our resident hoop head, earlier, and he thinks he'll fit in. He understands the trepidation. He said he could be, what did he term him?
2B?
On a potentially nightly basis with Derek White?
So if you if Jaylen Brown is going to be your primary offensive asset.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm allowed to say that.
No.
That's my opinion.
This is a positive Jaylen Brown show.
No. That's what you say about him.
Yeah.
As the driver of the program, you are allowed to say that.
You're going
to
be the hater?
It makes it dynamic.
That's why he's never been comfortable in this town. People like you.
Mm-hmm.
You people.
He said that as much, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Jaylen Brown is going to be your lead
dog. Like it or not, he's going to be the primary offensive asset. So therefore,
quick question from Andy Hart.
Hi, sir. I didn't know we were taking questions now. Go ahead.
Pay attention to any of these rumblings, rumors that offers are being made and that
Jaylen Brown as well.
Listening.
Yes.
Do you think that is any chance?
Because as the boys on the Midday Show were discussing as well, and other people have brought up on the socials and reputable news outlets, the Celtics at this point now, given that they have to go through this evolution, cost-cutting, transition, going to be a very different-looking team just next year, let alone in the future, they may not be comfortable with how much money they have to pay Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I heard, he's a good player, but is he a $300 million player? And I know Windhorst.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, sure.
If you want to do the whole, like, compare him to Tom Brady or compare him to a teacher or a police officer,
he's
not worth it. But in the world of the NBA, where they have these rules that if you're an all-star and you're all NBA, you get to do a max contract, and at the time it's a percentage of the cap, that's how it works. It was literally, Craig Breslow could have figured it out because it was just a computer spitting out a number that you pay Jaylen Brown if you want to extend him. So, yes, he's worth it. Also, real quick response, 508, WTF, you say? Brad is better than Bill? Wow, Boston Sports Talk have literally lost their mind. Did I say that?
I don't think I did either.
Can we get the tape where I said Brad better than Bill? Stiz, I know you would have fought me on that if I said Brad was better on Bill.
No, that's not what you said.
Okay. I said his track record right now is better because it's a shorter window and he hasn't had a chance to fail with all of these moves like Bill did over 24
years. 413 texter with some good perspective on Porzingis. Porzingis was kind of just like Sale, did the job when we needed him to, then really couldn't get it done much longer.
Sale was more consistently good.
And how about this? A Mainer, of course this comes from the 207, Jason Tatum and then their first two picks for Cooper Flagg.
Jason Tatum? 28 and 32 for Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
I'd have to think about
it. That's nuts. That's a homer text if ever.
I'd have to think about it. No, I like.
Would you?
Do you think Jason Tatum will be as good or better when he returns?
As good.
As good.
Yes.
So he will not lose a step literally or figuratively.
From Thor's home planet. As good. Yes.
Okay.
About same deal, but you include Jaylen Brown instead of Jason Tatum?
Oh, yeah. Heartbeat.
Do it.
Heartbeat.
Okay.
And
do
I'm the
it.
Biggest Jaylen, I mean,
come on,
you know, there's
it.
Some of these
do
trades
now,
where you just
now.
Have to do it. Like, I think we asked Scal, remember the controversial, was it Scal, would you trade Tatum for Wembanyama, I think? And he's like,
no question, he said.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Like Jaylen Brown, I love him, mean it, and I think he can lead the Celtics to 50 wins in the playoffs and all that next year. Cooper Flagg is a generational talent. They don't always pan out. There's some risk. Maybe he's not even as good as Jaylen Brown, but his upside is supposed to be better than Jaylen Brown, right? That's inarguable.
Not the same position, but definitely higher.
No. The upside. I'm just saying the overall basketball upside.
Yeah.
And for what he did as a, yes, people, senior in high school, even though he was a freshman at Duke, he was a age-wise, class-wise senior in high school. He reclassified to go to Duke early.
And still did all that.
So to think about where he can go, or even Scal telling us he saw him at 12 years old and was like, that dude's an NBA player.
He said he was bringing him to like beat college players when he was like 15.
So to me, it's not disrespectful. That's one of those where I think if you just got the truth serum, hey, Jaylen Brown, if you were the GM of the Celtics, would you trade Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg? I think he'd probably say, yeah. Not to mention Jaylen Brown coming off knee surgery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So like there's a little, I don't think it's a big deal.
Minor concern.
But whatever, it's a part of the equation. He's older. He's more expensive, and he's coming off a knee surgery, and there are some now known NBA warts to his game, just like there will be with Cooper Flagg. He's not perfect.
No one's perfect.
In 7, 8, 9 years, if I'm doing radio in Dallas, I am saying, well, Cooper Flagg is great, but this, but that. Like, there's always going to be a but. There's a but with almost everybody. There was a but with Tom Brady until he kind of shut the butts up with his seventh title and doing it elsewhere and all that. You know what I mean? Like, even the greatest of all time have doubters along the way. There will be a but, but that's a...
Who's the Garoppolo they're going to draft to replace Jaylen Brown?
You never know.
Maybe it could be Simons.
I think that would work with him. That's the one
thing. With Jaylen?
If he thinks they brought him in to be a running mate for Tatum and it could push him in a certain direction, maybe that's the positive.
This kid plays well this year. You trade Brown, sign Simons to a cheaper deal. Wham! Cost-effective, same number of points.
He could. Because I do believe he's a guy that has a lot of... internal motivations or receipts, as they like to say in the modern social media biz. So, but Jaylen Brown for Cooper Flagg? Yeah, in a heartbeat. And I don't care about 28 and 32. What the hell do I care about 28 and 32 for?
Add them in.
Oh, can I get 5 twos back for that?
It's like asking for change when you're trying to tip on a vacation and you forget to and you have to give them the 20. But the bigger question
not,
for me is...
personal.
It is. And was I premature in my... declaration for the Celtics. Like, do you think the Celtics are going to look dramatically different in 2 days, 3 days, 5 days than they do right now?
Yes.
Or do we kind of already know what is at least leaving?
We don't fully know, but do I expect them to look, I won't say radically different, but...
Porzingis, like, gone.
Yeah. Somebody's...
Hauser gone.
One, if not both, are gone.
And Al Horford not back.
I think he's waiting to see what direction they go. I think he's waiting to see what the moves are.
Because he was working out Dan Ball at the Red Auerbach Center as late as like last week or something.
Yeah, still seeming to stay in fighting shape. And Cornette, by the way, is probably leaving as well. Somebody will pay him for his flashes in
just
the pan.
Because of
another fan favorite.
Because one game.
I wonder why.
One game might make this guy some bank.
It's amazing. It made Walker Buehler a lot of money.
So Cornette gone, Hauser gone, Horford gone, Drew Holiday gone, Porzingis gone. And we have no idea what the return on any of that is other than Anthony Simons.
Right.
And yet I'm sitting here on June 24th, a day before the NBA draft, and I'm like, yeah, they're going to win the, they're going to be a third, fourth seed, and they're going to win 50
wins,
games.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Is this a little Red Sockian where I'm
just thinking
that, Andy.
A little
bit ahead of myself?
Yeah, you may want to back that up.
World Series!
No, but I feel like the Celtics front office has more reason to be hopeful than maybe the hope that we put into the Red Sox front office.
You what do? About the coach?
I don't think that really factors what, no matter what the roster looks like.
You don't think the coach factors into what the new-look transitional Celtics are going to look like this year, who work through, oh, the game's on the line, Jason Tatum's not out there? Like, how do we play things game to game, moment to moment?
Run the same play.
Do it again!
I mean, yeah, I think that's going to be that's the narrative. That's what is dictated, almost regardless of who's on the roster. That would be my answer to that.
Okay.
That's not a good thing. I'm not saying that's a good thing or I like it. I just think that is what it is.
I am embracing the change. I am looking forward to seeing what these new look Celtics look like, because maybe it works out and they keep the new look for longer than it's not quite the new look anymore. Or maybe, just maybe, it's just a transition year. It's a bridge year, as they used to like to say at Fenway all the time, and then we'll see.
Celtics have an opportunity to surprise people, to overachieve next year, something they couldn't do this year because it was title or bust, so they inherently just underachieved this year as the defending champs. Next year, there's an opportunity for Brad Stevens, Joe Mazzulla. They can overachieve. We'll see if they can live up to the opportunity, and of course, that includes my guy, Jaylen Brown. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are mid-season almost with the Boston Red Sox, and they are starting to scuffle again. Their manager seems frustrated, to say the least. He's been ejected from 2 straight games. We are post-Raffy Devers, more than a week plus. There's a lot going on with your Boston Red Sox. We will talk about all of it next here with the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, with his Red Sox t-shirt that has a upside-down helmet with ice cream in it, is Dan Ball.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Hopefully everyone's enjoying their afternoon in the heat, including the heat-related rejoins here. It is hot out there. Feels like 100-plus almost all over Massachusetts.
The actual peak temp was 103.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody is staying cool or in a pool. Or
the ball butter going.
No air conditioning, I was going to say. And I know it's cliche, but do people still do the thing where, like, if you have an elderly neighbor, maybe go check on them.
Yeah.
Make sure their AC is on and working.
Couldn't hurt. Bring them a lemonade.
Yeah, just check in, see if they need an ice cream, a popsicle.
I couldn't use a bomb pop right
any
now.
Any sort of assistance, because this is not, you know, this is not F around hot. Like, this is, like, serious hot. You know, I joked about it with Jones and Keefe, like, you gotta be smart, whether you're going out in the yard to do something, whether you're, especially as we get a little older, and maybe we're in that phase in our life where we don't quite know where our limits are. We're not as young as we used to
be. Speak for yourself.
We're not old yet. I'm speaking for you, too, because you're in this stretch of your life as well.
Well, Stiz, do you have a yard, Stiz?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Well, I don't have grass.
Well, then that doesn't count as a yard.
No, but I do. I make do with what I have. I have a fire pit. Yep. I'm out there, man.
Yeah, you don't remember when you got the fireman came because we were in one of those red flag warnings where you're not supposed to burn, and he was burning during like the highest
fire season warning of
all time.
And tonight in news, Chelsea rages on in a blaze that is not covered in glory as one person forgot that there was a red flag warning.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes, but in all seriousness, no, tonight not the night to maybe go home. Like, I'm going to start that new back deck that I've always been thinking of doing.
You know what I'm going to do? No. I'm going to leave on the Christian Arcand show and then we'll listen to the Red Sox against the Angels.
Imagine how hot that's going to
be. Oh, my God.
He's always coming in.
My God.
Now he's he actually had a good point last night, real quick, as we wait for Red Sox manager Alex Cora. But this this whole, we've been talking about the Celtics, the trades, the second apron, the CBA giving everybody a chance. Everybody gets a trophy in the NBA, and we've now seven straight, whatever, however many years it's been, where the champion doesn't get out of the second round.
It's been seven. It's been seven, yeah.
That's not good for the sport. It really isn't. We talked about the parade in OKC that was...
The video of SGA hopping off the bus, walking over to the chain link fence that the fans were behind and high-fiving the tens of dozens of fans was rough.
So Arkan had a good take that the NBA created this, but careful what you create because it might not be what's for best for business or best for the sport. But OKC are the champions. They had their parade, and it just was nothing like the Florida Panthers and Brad Marchand. But we are, getting ready to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Game tonight in Anaheim. I believe it's a 9:38 start.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Who are the Red Sox, by the way? This is a team with a lesser record than you. They had lower projections than you for the season as well, and you are sadly 1-3 against them.
Yeah, not great. We could use a win tonight. And joining us now is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Cora, how are we doing tonight after our second straight ejection?
I'm rested, well rested.
Are you, you going to fight with us tonight?
No, I promise you, I ain't getting thrown out tonight. I'm not.
So, in all seriousness, no, I've heard you say you hate being ejected. Your job is to manage, and we've had two straight nights. You know, how did those two unfold? And was last night's, from afar, it appeared like a little bit of it was personal or there was a history with Alan Porter. Do you feel like that played into it last night?
Yeah, the one last night, we had a similar play. Well, not exactly the same play, but very similar. It was against the Twins last year, and the call was reversed. Von Grissom, he did block the back. Minnesota came out and asked for, you know, for the umpires to get together to see if they can, like, reverse it, and they did. And, you know, Alan was part of the crew, so yesterday, you know, Rengifo was blocking the bag. His explanation was that Toro was going to be out anyways. But I'm trying to make my point, you know, and good or bad or whatever, you know, like I just felt like I needed to let it go. And, you know, that's it. But we've been talking about this. You know, my job is to be in the dugout. Yeah, you got to defend your players, but I got a job to do. And of course, you know, I got to make sure I stay around the whole day tonight.
Alex, after winning four straight series, the vibes were kind of picking up in Red Sox Nation. People were feeling good. You know, there comes the series in San Francisco. You lose two out of three there. Couldn't come. The timing couldn't be worse. And now it feels like the first inning ERA issues have come back. The defense has been a little sloppy the last couple of games. Why do you think that's happened the last couple of games?
I think yesterday, you know, was Walker just being all over the place, right, command-wise. We scored three right away, and they came back with five. We did a good job throughout the game to you know, get back in it, and then at the end they put some good at-bats, and, you know, they scored the runs against Witt. In San Francisco, Saturday and Sunday, we struggled defensively. We didn't make plays, and it cost us the series. But I think offensively we're finding a stride. You know, we're doing a good job just staying in games and putting pressure on bullpens. And if we keep doing that, we're going to be okay. The other aspect of the game, you know, I've been saying all along, you have to pitch. And if we pitch, we're going to be okay. We have proved it throughout the season. And, of course, the defense, you know. The one in San Francisco was a tough one to watch, you know. Routine fly ball, routine light drives, and put us in a bad spot. And that's the reason we lost the series.
You mentioned Walker Buehler. He was obviously very disappointed himself last night. Reading some of his comments post-game, he said, at some point, that belief in yourself, it gets hard to keep tricking yourself. He seems like he's kind of a broken man right now. How do you deal with that? How do you salvage that? Is he expected to make his next start?
Yeah, he is. And you take the good and the bad, right? And we'll make adjustments. Just watching the first inning, I really thought the second and third inning stuff-wise, command-wise, was good. But at that point, you know, they already did damage in the first. Good job by him giving us four, you know, saving the bullpen. But we expect more. And then he does, too. That's the most important thing, you know, and I've been saying it all along, you know, like stuff wise, he's really good, you know, 95, 96 and the movement of the pitches. We have to command better. You know, we have to be more precise. And we didn't do that yesterday. You know, we scored three first pitch of the his outing. They hit a homer. We actually take that, you know, pound the strike zone, make them earn it. But we didn't do that and put us in a bad spot.
Speaking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, Jarren Duran has been at the center of obviously a lot of big plays, controversies as well in the last couple of days as well. Do you feel like perhaps maybe some of the issues with Jarren as to why he's not performing at the level he did last year is that he's pressing, that perhaps he's trying to almost do too much given the fact that the team really could use a spark like him?
Yeah, I think offensively the last three or four games, you know, hitting line drives, you know, that's who he is. And sometimes I feel like he feels like if I go, we go, you know what I'm saying? And you know, yesterday, that mistake, the base running mistake, he usually doesn't do that. It's a ground ball right at the shortstop. Actually, if he takes off right away, he makes it third and the shortstop probably makes a decision to throw the ball of errors. And then he got in a rundown, which is the right play to do. You know, sometimes we talk to the players, you know, you got to stop the play. And Toro, he saw a window there to get to second because Jarren was in the rundown. It didn't happen. But going back to Jarren, slowing down the game is the most important thing. And, you know, we talk to him a lot. You know, he's a good player. He's, for me, kind of like the perfect player for the environment that we're playing in, right? He can run. He can hit for power. He's a good defender. But just make sure you don't try to do everything, you know, for the club. Just do your part, and if you do that, you're going to be okay.
Are you surprised with how seemingly quickly the clubhouse has been able to move on from Rafi Devers and that trade and that whole situation?
Well, we had a conversation in Seattle, and the less you talk about the subject, the better it is for the clubhouse, for the team. And, you know, like I said in San Fran, and I'll repeat myself, we love Rafi. He's a great guy. You know, he's a great player. Yeah, you know, we're going to miss him. But there's the decision we made as an organization and the players, you know, they just got a job to do, and it's go out there and play baseball. You know, we're 40-40. Today's the last game of the first half, quote unquote. It'll be good to win it with Crochet. Win this series tomorrow. Reset on Thursday with the off day, and you know, being away from home for a week and a half, and be ready for the Jays.
Alex, I believe Christian Campbell was sent down to Worcester, back to AAA baseball shortly after a day after our interview with you last week. So what went into the organizational decision to give him a chance to reset, and how do you think, or what's the word on how he's progressing and what's going on with him there?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some trends towards the end, right? Offensively, he's a guy that hits the ball really hard. He's a good offensive player. But, you know, timing-wise, it seems like he was off, and you could tell that he was feeling a little bit, right? And, you know, going back to AAA, to the minor leagues, and taking him away from this environment, you know, the environment of winning every game and working his game and making the adjustments that he needs to make to be successful at this level, that's what we're trying to accomplish, you know. He's going to start playing some first base down there too. Defensively, there's a few things that, you know, he needs to do at second base. And, like I said a week ago, when he got sent down, you know, he's not the first big leaguer that gets option, right? We're playing actually against one of the best players in the history of the game, Mike Trout. You know, he got sent down and he came back and he has three MVP trophies and he's been solid. So, I mean, it's just a matter of reset a little bit, give him some breathing room and go from there.
Alex, I come from a world of football where we regularly ask the coaches and general managers, Elliot Wolf or Gerard Mayo, Mike Vrabel, who has final say on roster decisions and things of that nature. I don't ever really hear that question asked in baseball, so I just wanted to ask you, when it comes to roster moves and or the nightly lineup, who has the final say? Do you have final say on those things?
The lineup, yes, I do. Yeah, as far as like roster construction, all that is a collaboration effort. You know, we talk about the needs and what we expect from guys and who we're gonna play and you know, what the future holds, you know, and obviously injuries come into play, fatigue factors and performance, you know. So the group with led by Craig in Boston with the front office and myself, we have great communication with all this stuff. And at the end, we make the decision together.
Speaking of that, Alex, there's been a lot of speculation, talk radio, the internet, et cetera, as to what the Red Sox will do when it comes time to hit the trading deadline. So at this point, you know, with conversations you've had, do you believe you guys will be buyers or sellers?
I think at this point we have to play better baseball, right? We're playing 500. I know there's different ways now to make it to the playoffs, but we have to improve, you know, and there's a long time. There's a few weeks for that to happen, and we have to put ourselves in a good position to, quote unquote, put pressure on the front office and the organization to add. We got some guys that are going to come out of the IL and they're going to contribute, but at the same time, there's certain areas that we know we can improve. But, you know, before we get to that, we have to be consistent. We're here in Anaheim, try to win this one, win the series tomorrow, and go home and keep playing good baseball in Fenway and see what happens.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Craig Breslow has become sort of a caricature on this radio station. People like to sort of break down his tone and the words he uses. Behind the scenes, you've talked a lot about you guys have a great relationship. Is there a lighter side, a different personality of Craig Breslow that maybe we don't see and hear in the media?
He's great, man. You know, the way we talk is like when we used to play. You know, we play a little bit there back in the day, but he's down to earth, great family guy. Actually, our kids right now, they're in baseball camp together, and just a humble kid that wants you know, the Boston Red Sox to be great, you know, and he's working his butt off to accomplish that. It's a tough job because not everybody's going to agree with the decisions that the front office make. You know, this is it has happened throughout the history of the game, right? Nomar and Manny and, you know, John Lester and now Rafi Devers. We just got to be patient, you know, and we have a good team. I think at the end of the day, he doesn't control what happens at 7:05. It's up to us at 6:30, whatever time we play, and we have to improve in certain areas and be more consistent.
Alex, this next question comes courtesy of our Red Sox podcast, the Play Tessie podcast. You talked about a lot of roster changes that could be coming. You got several pitchers that could be making their way back up, as well as prospects that you guys received in the Rafael Devers trade. And you also mentioned Yoshida could be starting a rehab stint soon. So how long do you think it'll take for Yoshida to get through that rehab stint and get back to the roster? And how difficult is it going to be for you all to make decisions juggling the roster?
With Massa, I'll talk to him on Friday to see where he's at as far as his swing and the repetitions that he needs in Triple A or Double A to get ready for this level. The guy, he's a good hitter, and we can speed up the process with certain things, but I think at the end of the day, you know, being in the batter's box matters, right? And he hasn't played a competitive game since spring training. He's healthy. The throwing is getting better, and we all know that him in the lineup is going to help us. You know, as far as the decisions, you know, yeah, that when you have good players and the roster, you know, configuration comes into play, you have to make the tough decisions, you know, and some of them are going to be popular, others but I think, you know, having Massa and Alex in our lineup makes a lot of sense. You know, they're great players. We just got to make sure they're healthy.
With Yoshida and understanding some things could change between now and when he gets back in the lineup, do you have a role in vision for him? Outfield, DH, both? Sort of is something in your mind right now?
Like a hybrid? Yeah. If the throwing keeps getting better, you know, we'll put him in the outfield. We'll use the DH spot to our advantage. But, you know, we need the at-bats. We want the at-bats. And, you know, when Massa's in the batter's box, he's a really good hitter.
Before we let you go, we just saw the lineups out. Marcelo Meyer at second base. What went into that decision? And as good as he's looked at third, should I assume he's going to look pretty good at second as well?
He'll be okay at second base. Giving a bad swing against Anderson, playing Nate at third base makes a lot of sense for us. So we're very comfortable with him playing second base.
All right, Alex, good luck tonight out west. And keep that promise, right? You're going to make it through nine innings?
I will. I'll promise you that. Yeah.
All right, Alex. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Be well, guys. Have a good one.
You too, bud.
That was Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, with a lot of notable nuggets that I'm sure Christian Arcand will break down on the Christian Arcand Show at 6 o'clock. For us, we'll have odds and ends up next as we close out WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Who has the final say? Do you have final say on those things?
The lineup? Yes, I do. Yeah. As far as, like, roster construction, all of that, it's... collaboration effort.
Ain't nobody pussyfoots like Andy Hart. Alex, over in the football world, we ask people who has final say, so it'll be okay if I ask you. We don't have a lot of time to react to Alex Cora, so that will be our odds and ends for the day, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Your trusted charity for car donations also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So a couple things. I did want to react to that. So Alex Cora, for all of those of you that believe a computer spits out the lineup or Breslow tells him the lineup, he laughed it off and says he has final say on the lineup. And then from the other decisions, he said it's organizational collaboration. He didn't actually say Craig Breslow has final say. And if you want to marry that up with the perception that Alex Cora was here before Breslow, has a ring, is in tight with John Henry, was fired, brought back, well, suspended, whatever it was, brought back after the incidents that took place in Houston and the retroactive punishment for that.
Oh, this is awkward.
I don't think it is awkward. I think it's interesting how he perceives it. And then the question about his relationship with Breslow, does he have a personality? Never really answered that, so I'll take that as a no. He doesn't really have much of a personality, but gets along. He doesn't have to have a great personality.
Didn't
for them
he say
to get
the
along.
The kids were at baseball camp together?
Yeah, but I think we should.
Nothing to do with his personality.
Yeah, that's what I would say. And no, you don't have to have a personality for people to get along with each other, right? Like, you can just get along. I will say he did reference Craig Breslow with a certain phrase that we will probably get into in, unfortunately, an also abbreviated show tomorrow leading into the game, 2 o'clock. WEEI Afternoons. He called him a humble kid.
Yeah, he called him a kid.
And he is 5 years older than him, and they were former teammates, and he's young, and he's new to the job and all that. But I thought that was interesting that he referred to his boss, question mark, as a humble kid?
It's like when someone's like, yeah, all right, thanks, Jake.
Well, at least he didn't go like, hey, you know what, Andy? Thanks for the question. My boss, he's an effing stiff.
Yeah, no, he didn't say that. I don't think that would have gone well. He learned from that random guy who, I still have no fault for Breslow. I would have fired the guy's ass, too. First of all, you're dumber than I thought you were. We're supposed to be a very technologically advanced organization, and you don't know to shut off your Zoom before you take a pot shot at your boss. And also, don't take a pot shot at your boss. That's not cool. You're fired. Christian Arcand.
I would never do that to Ken Laird. I have never, ever on these ever said anything about Ken Laird that could be construed as a shot.
Where is this absentee brand manager?
But you have called Alex Cora skip, despite the fact that he is widely known to hate that
team. I did
not
know.
You're fired. Who's skip now?
Sorry. I had no idea. I honestly did. Even like when you were like, how did you not know that? I knew that. I don't know. That whole thing, I missed it. I missed someone calling him that. I missed him getting upset about
it. Ruined our whole relationship.
No,
ruined the show.
Yeah.
We'd still be doing that show if you hadn't said that.
Downhill right after that.
Yeah, you and I, we'd still be there.
Yep.
Skipgate.
It's one of those butterfly effect things.
Certainly
Skipgate
is.
Cost you the show.
Where's Ted, by the way? I didn't hear where he was.
Ted is ill.
Oh.
Or it's hot out and he won motorcycle-itis.
Case of the 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a
Pina
hot
Pina colada
day.
Next to the pool-itis. Yeah.
Yes. They got a little bit of that, potentially. Uh-huh. But so you have one of these, I now think of them as extended shows, even though they're still abbreviated shows.
Yeah, that's kind of
two and a half
right.
hours, whatever you got, mm-hmm. leading up to a MassMutual pregame show. I'm sure you'll play some of our Alex Cora interview. Did you have any big takeaways?
I heard the beginning and him talking about the ejections, and then I came in here and had to talk to Thomas, so I didn't hear the entire thing, but I just heard you talking about the humble kid stuff.
Yeah.
And I think there's something there. I want to hear the tone of voice you said it in, but that sounds like there's something to mine for there. And what else were you just telling me? He was talking about decision-making.
Yeah, he laughed it off and said, I have the lineup, and the rest are sort of organizational collaboration decisions. Interesting, too.
Who decides how long the pitcher stays in?
We didn't get to that. Maybe mm-hmm. that's next week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
I wanted him to ask about the
Because I don't know why Bueller was in there to finish that first inning.
Okay, I got 7 days to figure out a way to pussyfoot into that question, so I'll plan
well, seven
that.
Days, hey, Bueller Alex, might not be up here.
I used to play football, and in football, we talk like
no,
this.
No, when Bill Belichick hired Matt Patricia to call the plays, he said calling the play was irrelevant, and we asked him a lot of questions. So I have a question for you. Who makes pitching changes?
That's really what you did.
Nice.
So what do you got tonight for first couple hours? You had a great point last night.
Oh.
Great point in your rant.
Save that, please. Thank you.
Honestly, take the credit when you can get it.
In your everybody gets a trophy, not the part about it was the boomers giving out the trophies.
Well, that's
but
true.
It's bad for the NBA. This is bad for the NBA that everybody gets a trophy. There's no dynasties. There's no team of the era. There's no measuring stick. There's no Mike Tyson that we're trying to knock off the mountain. This is potentially going to be a little bit of a forgotten era of NBA basketball.
Yeah, it is.
And I heard it first from you.
An era where, you know, you look back on it and you don't really think of any one team or even one player. And that sucks, you know, like even for a 5-year span.
Nobody even went to the OKC parade today.
I know.
There was like four people there.
The Thunder barely even showed up. Gildas Alexander, none of those guys even party. They had a full
keg. They left all the beer and
stuff. They left all the beer. But you know what? I just saw a photograph. No, Michelob Ultra doesn't ship well.
That's not terrible.
So I just saw a video. Actually, more people did ultimately turn out at the parade. It still was nothing compared
more
to
more people than what?
Well, because at first there were like 50, but then ultimately there were some more people. Uh-huh. That said, there was a photograph of Chet Holmgren walking around in a ribbed white tank top, black pants, and a spliff about a foot and a half long in the street.
Illegal
that tells
down there?
Me
that's
that,
okay in Oklahoma.
Apparently,
that I would doubt it, but also that sort
too.
Of tells me a lot about allegedly an adult cigarette.
Oh, we're going
party
down the
time.
Pink cocaine
excellent.
Route. We can't assume what we see in pictures, what substance it is. We can assume.
I had Josue Pavone on, who is the Oklahoma City
Thunder. I love how you say that name.
He says to me, like, this is how they are. They all follow Gildas Alexander. He doesn't drink. He doesn't party. He doesn't do anything. And they all just follow his lead. And it's weird because I feel like even when you have a superstar who's kind of like that, you know, rest of the team parties, like no one was doing anything. It was crazy.
And I actually think it's good for them. If that's true, if SGA doesn't party and they fall in line behind SGA, they just went up a few meters in my could they be a dynasty, could they win more titles. If they're just all focused on playing basketball, we don't drink, we don't dance, we don't party, that could be good for them.
I think it makes them more lame.
they could be lame and win. Mm-hmm. And you just said this is the lame era of NBA basketball. Maybe sure they is. Become the face of the lame era. All right, what else you got?
By the way, I was right about the Boomers handing out the trophies. That's 100% what happened.
I said I didn't want to talk about it.
All right, but I'm right, though.
You said
I was wrong about it, but I was right.
No, I said I didn't want to talk about it.
Okay, fair enough. I have Terp
because
coming
you
on
were
tonight.
Right about it, he didn't want to talk about
right,
it.
That's exactly right, Dan. I have Terp coming on tonight to talk about this trade, which I love, by the way.
Love. Mm-hmm.
I really, really love it. I think it's a great trade. Holiday. I didn't think you'd get anything close to this as a player or even as a potential trade chip. I didn't think you would get anything close to this kind of value. And now I'm very bullish on trading Porzingis and Hauser and whoever. If this is the market, then they should start really looking into exploiting it.
You get three guesses as to the one person between these two rooms that didn't like the trade.
Andy?
You get a young 20-point scorer from a bad team, and that team didn't want him, and he doesn't play defense, and they realized late in the year when he didn't play, hey, we're a much better team when this guy doesn't play.
Sure, and I think that there's something to that, but you also have to remember that they have two kind of combo guards who are 20 and 21 years old, and one, what Henderson's not really coming along all that great, but the other guy, Shaden Anderson, whatever his name escapes me at the moment, but he's their second best player right now after Jeremy Grant. So, you know, like that to me signals sort of like a Drake May, Joe Milton kind of dynamic. Like this guy thinks
he's going to pave the runway for them or however they word it.
Clear the deck.
Clear the deck for the two young kids. Okay. And there's this 26-year-old who's not that good, but he's, you know, a 20-point scorer and thinks, no, this is my team.
And then my second thing just real quick was I thought maybe they would drift a little bit away from three-pointers, and they're not.
Now this guy, ball. Unless they flip them, you never know.
Also, make sure to maybe Terp can give you a little insight. Savage just aggregated this from Shams. Multiple teams now showing significant interest.
He is our lead player, star player, to 50 wins and a top four seed. No touching. No touching, Jaylen Brown. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show leading into the 8:38, I believe. I like to be precise.
That's
Mass
right.
Mutual pregame
Hands
show.
Off my Jaylen.
9:38. Alex Cora will try for the first time in 3 days to make it through a full Red Sox base. He's a lot like the rest of us. We struggle to make it through a full game. He struggles to make it through a full game. That is WEEI Afternoons for today. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you listened while drinking a cold beverage in the AC. And we will talk to you tomorrow. But a reminder, abbreviated show leading into Red Sox baseball. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.